Work is to commence in March on constructing a pack at the bottom of Errigal Mountain. And this is fantastic, encouraging news, and recognising all the stakeholders that has been involved in this since the very, very beginning. I'm only on the committee this last number of years at late, after being elected as councillor, so the credit has to be given to those who have been working on this for a very, very long time and put a mountain of work into it. And also especially Donegal County Council as well, who has been very much a driver in this.
Are you hopeful that these works may lead to further funding to enhance maybe other walkways around the Errigal Mountain area?
There is talk within the committee to develop not just the mountain itself, but look at other proposals. We looked at Lochalton. We looked at, you know, there's a beautiful walk down there. There's a small remnants of a castle down there. We were very lucky that in the area too, we have the lock down there. And also one of the things for me anyway, is we have an estate in Dunluce that now belongs to the Guinness family, and I think it sits on something like 3,000 acres. I strongly believe, and I raised this at a local council meeting, I strongly believe that the Dublin government should take control of that estate in the interest of the country. I believe that a house that is lying empty most of the year, that it's not of any great benefit to the wider community apart from the tokenistic gesture once maybe a year that the estate is open. So I think if we were able to take control of it, that it would be of great benefit. And I would hope that maybe the Guinness family would do the right thing and donate this land and estate to the people of Donegal, where then the state could walk in and then develop that whole area and have something very similar to what we have in Glenbeigh.